presenting The Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists, featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. With Canal Zone guards closing in from all sides, Doc Beard, alias J7, in a frenzy of excitement, plans to launch the huge torpedo at once with helpless Jungle Jim as a passenger. Just as Beard is about to follow Jim aboard, he is knocked off the launching platform. And Jim, even though his hands are bound behind him, manages to kick loose the blocks holding the engine of destruction. And the torpedo glides down the incline to harmlessly explode on the bottom of Gatton Lake. As he turns, murmuring a silent prayer, Beard levels his gun and shoots Jim in the back.
Your foolish interference has finally done me some harm, but it will do you no good. It makes no difference to me how you die. Oh. I should have finished you off long before now, Bradley. I should have known your breed is dangerous till the last. But this is the last anyone will ever hear of Jungle Jim. Oh. One bullet through that thick skull of yours, Bradley. You can hear me, can't you, Jungle Jim? One little shot, and then...
Coley, you got him in hell. Boy, I never did see such shooting. Drilled him as clean as a bullseye on a target.
Twan Jim, speak to Kolo.
Is he hurt bad?
You help me turn him easy.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
Twan Jim.
Easy does it. There, now.
Oh. Twan Jim.
Kolo.
Yeah?
Oh, my back.
Quick, Kolo. Give Kolo your knife now. Yeah. That'd be bad wound. Near backbone.
We gotta do something, pronto. Here's my first aid kit.
Quick.
I'll fix it, Kolo.
Kolo.
Yeah, we'll dress this up in a jiffy, sir.
Oh.
Just rest as easy as you can, sir. You'll be at base hospital in no time.
Kolo, help.
Hey, you Collins. Give me the iodine capsules out of your bandage kit.
Quick.
And hustle back to the patrol boat for a stretcher. Get going, soldier.
Kolo.
Here you are, Dave.
Kolo, water.
Oh, it's in my canteen, Kolo.
Water.
Here. Twan Jim, drink easy. Slow.
Oh. Thanks, Kolo. Is Kitty all right?
Yes, everybody be all right, Twan.
The canal, is it safe?
Don't talk, Twan. You rest.
Oh, all right, Kolo.
I don't guess we have to bother with Doc Beard no more, Kolo. Why, his goose is cooked.
He'd be very bad man, Twan.
He don't look it now. With them silly chin whiskers, he looks like a nanny go to sleep. But I guess he was a snake, all right.
He worse than snake. Snake fight you to face, not bite you in back like he shoot Jungle Jim.
He was getting ready to shoot him again while he was still on the ground.
Kolo, thank you for letting him kill Doc Beard.
Oh, don't thank me. We ain't got a man in the outfit. Why, even the sharpshooters who could have made that shot, and so fast, too. Don't you even aim?
Have to shoot fast. He was killed, Twan Jim.
I don't want you ever taking a pot shot at me.
No, Kolo, only shoot at people like J7.
We've taken three prisoners, Dave.
Good man.
One of them has a broken leg. Must have gotten in the way of that torpedo when it was going down the runway. Why, what an explosion. Must have been a ton of TNT.
Well, herd them guys over there in a corner and make sure they're tied up tight. I sent Collins back for a stretcher.
There's a stretcher in the shop closet.
Where?
Right over here.
Well, what are you waiting for? Hurry up and get it. The quicker we can get him back to the base, the happier I'll be.
I think he hurt bad. That be only time Jim stay lying down.
Nah, he ain't hurt so bad. Our doc can fix him up.
Here you are, Dave.
Here. All right. Lay it right down here.
Yeah?
Now, you, Collins, you with the head. Mm-hmm. Here, Jack, the feet, and I'll take the middle. All right, let's get him on it.
Come on. There we are.
Easy, cousin. There you are. Now then, fellas, all together. Up. And stay in step.
Twan Jim, you be all right now.
Yeah. Thanks, Kolo. Thanks for everything.
Sergeant Don Huff and Kitty St. John are waiting at the dock of Beard's plantation. And just as Colonel Barrett's fast motorboat approaches the landing, a terrific explosion rocks the earth, throws a geyser of water up from the bottom of Gatton Lake, which creates a series of waves which almost upset the small patrol boat.
Throws your line.
Yeah.
Don't try to land yet.
All right, here she comes.
I'll tie you up to this tree. Reverse your motor. Don't try to land till these waves subside.
All right. Tie it up fast.
That explosion must have been from the torpedo Jim told us about.
Nothing else. Sounded like a whole ammunition dump going up at once.
Why, the water rose a quarter mile from the surface of the lake.
You got it fast?
Yep, tight as a drum.
I hope it holds.
Will they be all right now, Don? Those waves almost upset them.
Sure. Those patrol boats are designed to take any kind of weather. This would make them seasick if you'd last long enough, but that's all.
Well, that's better.
One explosion couldn't create waves that could last all day.
Why that first one didn't sink them, I'll never know.
Oh, there! Haul that line! Think we can tie up now.
Okay. Come on!
Hello, Miss St. John.
Oh, Colonel Barrett, I'm so glad to see you. Why, it's years. Well, it even seems longer since we left your headquarters.
It's really only a few weeks, Kitty. Any word from Jim yet?
Only that explosion. I'm sure he set it off. That's Jim's answer to Beard's trick.
And a very good answer, too. Just exploded harmlessly at the bottom of Gatton Lake. Well, they'll never use that one against the canal.
I have a feeling it's not over yet, Colonel Barrett.
Oh?
Something tells me that even though Jim succeeded in getting rid of Beard's invention, that all is not well. He's hurt. Or maybe he's...
Ah, now, don't be an alarmist, Kitty. Jim is too good a strategist and far too clever to come to any harm from that bunch of stupid criminals.
Well, you didn't hold such a low opinion of them when you called Jim for this assignment. And that bunch of stupid criminals, as you say, caused the death of six of your best men.
Oh, but, Miss St. John...
I'm not finished yet. If anything happens to Jim, I'll never forgive you. I'd rather the old canal be blown to bits than a hair of Jim's head be hurt.
Jim knew this job was dangerous. But he was enough of a patriot to take it on. He did it for his country.
Yes, but what good is a dead patriot?
Who said he was dead?
I don't know. But in all the excitement, I didn't think of it before. But now, I'm afraid.
Oh, I don't believe you were ever afraid of anything in your whole life.
Oh, I don't mean fear of any one thing. I mean that...
Ah, Kitty. Kitty, you're just tired, that's all. You and Jim have been through plenty, but you've done a wonderful job. One for which our government will be forever in your debt. Ah, stop worrying about Jim. I, too, have a feeling, but mine tells me that he's safe and at this very moment on his way back to you and us.
I suppose I'm foolish. Oh, forgive me, Colonel Barrett, and I'm glad the canal is safe, too, no matter what I said about it.
Why, of course, I know you are. Come, dry those eyes. They're too pretty for tears. Why, they're even prettier than the last time I saw them.
Well, I'll behave. I suppose we should get up to the house. Oh, I want you to see those papers.
Uh-huh.
I suppose we'll have to make a complete written report of this whole campaign.
Yes, that's the usual procedure.
But there are some of Beard's papers that contain information you can use at once.
So?
There's an almost complete file on about a half dozen spies who are now operating in various places of the U.S., and they should be arrested at once.
Did these people report to Beard?
Yes, every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the completeness of their report is amazing, about naval bases, airfields, and such things.
I wonder if he's relayed them to that group he's working for.
I don't think he's had time for that yet. He'd probably have to condense them and then send them out in code.
Yes. Here we are. Allow me.
Oh, thank you. This way, Colonel. In the library. Now, here are the code books. Reports and old just miscellaneous papers.
Uh-huh.
Oh, begging your pardon, Miss St. John.
Yes?
There's... and yours too, Colonel Barrett.
At ease.
Well, there's a party coming through the tunnel, Miss, and it sounds like our troops coming back.
Is Jim with them?
I don't know, Miss. They're not here yet. I just heard their voices and couldn't tell much, and I came up to switch on the lights.
Come on, Colonel. I've got to find out this very instant.
Colonel. You stay here and keep an eye on this room.
Yes, Colonel.
Where is the tunnel, Kitty?
Right down these stairs. All the lights on?
Yes, ma'am, they are.
Oh, Colonel Barrett, you go first. I want to see him, but I couldn't bear it if he's hurt.
There you go, letting your imagination get the better of you again.
Yes. Yes, but go on.
All right, take it easy.
Where are they?
All right.
Easy does it. What did I tell you guys about keeping in step?
All right, Dave. Good work. Now go back there, and I want that shop smashed to pieces.
Okay, Don. Consider it smashed right now.
Well done, Sergeant. Who is the casualty?
It's Bradley, sir.
Oh?
Oh, Jim. My Jim. I knew it. I knew it. Oh, what have they done to you?
Miss St. John, he's all right. Well, that is, he's got a bullet wound, but a little thing like that never hurt no one much.
Jim.
Here, Kitty. Let them get him upstairs.
Oh, Kolu.
Yes, missy. You no worry. Jim, lots time be worse than this. Only one bullet this time.
Oh, Kolu, you're just as hard-hearted as the rest of them. Only one bullet. How many do you want him to have, a dozen?
No, missy. Kolu not want him have any. He just feel bad. Few days, then get all better.
Who did this, Sergeant?
Doc Beard, sir. Shot him in the back after Jim released the torpedo.
And Beard, a prisoner?
No, sir. Dead. Kolu got him just as he was ready to shoot Jim again.
Kolu? Oh, thanks, Kolu. Forgive me for speaking the way I did.
You do not have to forgive, missy. Kolu do anything for Tuan Jim.
Sergeant, maybe you better radio for a doctor at once.
If I may suggest, sir, we can take him over to the base hospital as quickly as they can come over here.
Possibly you're right. Yes, arrange to transport him at once.
Well, yeah. I'm going too. If he needs a nurse, I'm it.
We'll all go.
Making the wounded Jim as comfortable as circumstances would permit, the guards sped him across the lake to the military hospital on the other side.
How do you do, Colonel Barrett? And,
hello, Doctor. Miss St. John, this is Dr. Sorensen.
How do you do, Miss St. John?
How do you do, Doctor? Is he going to be all right?
Well, Miss St. John, yes, I would...
Listen, Doctor, don't treat me like a little girl. I want to know the whole truth, and right now...
Well, my dear young lady, I don't really know what to say. We haven't made a complete examination yet. You can't jump at conclusions. Mr. Bradley is wounded. How dangerous this wound is, I'm not prepared to state at the moment.
Jim. Jim.
Jim's dangerous mission is finished. The canal is saved. J7 is dead. But Jungle Jim lies wounded, and even the Army doctor can hazard no guess as to the outcome. Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land, like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie and the Little King and the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this time next week over this station. Be sure to tune in.